Upstate Medical University is expanding its mental health services for youth to address disorders and behavioral difficulties in an outpatient setting. A ribbon cutting was held Tuesday. Interim president and psychiatrist Dr. Mantosh Dewan has been waiting nearly 20 years to add the services.
This is the second step in having an intensive outpatient program so we can keep inpatient stays low and hopefully even prevent inpatient stays.
Mark Thayer is director of the CNY field office for the State Office of Mental Health. He says Upstate's new outpatient mental health services for youth will also assist them as they step down from a higher level of inpatient care.
Kids are most at risk for the 30 days after their discharge from inpatient services. This is an opportunity to provide them the supports that they need to be successful in that transition back to the community.
He adds telemedicine for mental health has been an important option during the pandemic. 16-year-old Cora DeRoot is a former patient at Upstate who's dealt with various emotions that led to difficulty at home and with peers.
And it was really hard at first, and we had to work towards it. But we eventually got to a point where we could actually talk about the problems we were having, and I was able to recognize what led to my unhealthy habits, how I could change them, and what steps I could take to keep me safe with myself.
As everyone adjusts to a new normal with the COVID-19 pandemic, how are youth and teens dealing with social distancing? Upstate Psychiatry and Behavioral Chair Dr. Thomas Schwartz says it depends on some key factors, including the use of technology.
Certain teenagers have done great. You know, if they're tied into social media, they play online gaming and have all their friends that way. So, interestingly, some people have done remarkably well. Other people may not have that kind of access, or they don't like online things or social media, they've been completely disconnected. They don't get to see their friends in schools if schools are closed down. There's no activities, you know, and that hurts another subset of people.
The newly expanded outpatient mental health services for youth at Upstate has already seen new patients. The university also opened an inpatient psychiatric floor for youth earlier this year at the hospital. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.